Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ches, and we're holding on the bottom of daf Ches on the base, around six lines from the bottom of Papa. So we're smack in the middle of the sugya, where the Chacham argue on Rameir, and the Chacham hold that Moitzi Shemra, where a husband comes and says that Leimotas Lebitcha Psulim, that your daughter was not a Psula, how many Dayanim do you need to sit on that basin? Now, obviously, we know to kill someone, to be mechayev din nefashos, the halacha is you always need 23. To be mechayev din mamnes, it's enough 3. So they're not arguing in that, because the mesechta and the parak starts off din mamnes b'shleisha, and there are halacha, the nefashos ramifications to such an accusation that this girl can end up getting killed if Edom would come and say that she was mezana tachas baila, and there are also monetary ramifications that she loses her ksuba. So the halacha really is unclear as to what you would need, but there's machlokes in the Mishnah of how many dayanim do you need. But we're definitely not talking about where you came with Edim that she was mizane tachtav, because otherwise that would clearly be dinei nefashos. V'chiyesh by dinei nefashos, my Hava the Gemara on the Ches Meralef said that what's going on with dinei nefashos. So Ula said we're choshesh in lalaz, that we're choshesh that when you write, you're coming to Bezin with a monetary claim, but Edom could hear about this scandal and say, oh, we taka saw her being mizana and it can end up killing her. So therefore we start off with 23 dayanim to begin with. The other man, the Amarava, said that laz lechashinon, but the question is lechvoidon shel rishonim. Meaning you sat with the yeshivas Bezdin, you originally sat with 3 because you thought it was a monetary case, but it ended up that Edom ended up coming, and the question is, you started with a case of nefashos that you needed 23. And then you realize that, no, you don't really have a case of nefashos. So they could go home. You only need 3 dayanim now. The question is, are you careful with their cover that you have to be careful and say, no, everyone, we need all 23 of you to stay and down this case. So the question is, what's going on? What's the machlokes between the two of them? Because we had a braisa in the Tosefta that was seemingly a kasha on this machlokes. Rapapa Omer, in the bottom of Chesam Beis, Hocha Be'ishas, Be'isha Chavira Askin. We're talking about a very big Talmidei Chachama, a woman who is a well-versed in the halacha, and therefore, the Kamnifikli, Pukta, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, they're arguing the Chachamim and Rameir in the Machlaikas of Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chacham. The Tanya, like we learned in the Bryce, Rabbi Yezir, by Yehuda, Omer, Chavar, and Tzara, Chasra, Fishle, Nitna, Hasra, El, Lahafim, and Shaydul, Lamezid. A Chavar, a Tabach Chacham, does not need Hasra, because the only reason Hasra is that you have to warn a person who's doing an Avera for the right punishment to come on him. You have to warn him beforehand, don't do that or else you get punished with this and this punishment. And if you don't warn him, then he doesn't get that punishment, for sure not Misa. So the question is, does a Talmid Chacham need Hasra? Do you have to warn a Talmid Chacham? In reality, we know that a Talmid Chacham knows Allah. He knows that a woman who is Mizane, then the Allah would be that he... We know that a woman who is mezanah, then she gets killed. So this lady, who's a Talmud Chacham herself, knows the punishment for her being mezanah tachas bayla. So the question is whether or not she needs asra. If asra was exeris a kasa that you need asra, the Torah says you need asra no matter what, then the halach would be no matter how big of a Talmud Chacham you are, you would need asra. If the halach is that it's just lahafim mishayim lemezid, so we know that a Talmud Chacham is a mezid, so he doesn't need asra. Interestingly enough, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yibez Alach Beis says, Echad Talmud Chacham Echad Am Haaretz, Tzorech Hasra, Sai a Talmud Chacham, a person who is halachically knowledgeable or Am Haaretz, they both need Hasra, but then he continues cryptically and he says, Shalei Nitna Hasra El Lahavchim Ben Shayigul Lameizid. Because Hasra was only given to differentiate whether or not you did it by mistake or you did it on purpose, meaning you knew the halacha, you didn't know the halacha. So the question is, it seems like it's a stira. You're saying that Sayyid Talmud Chacham Amaretz need Hasra, but then you're saying that the din of Hasra is the only differentiate between Shoigel and Mezid. But he says, he ends off, Shema Shoigig Hay, maybe he was a Shoigig. So Ktois explains the Shita Sarambam that the Rambam is saying that really everyone needs Hasra, even a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because you don't know if maybe the person doing this Avera maybe forgot the Halacha. And because of that, you need to warn him, and toich kedei dibur of the hasra, he needs to do the avera. Because a person could forget so quick. But everywhere else, you're not choishish for that. But the Tzoyis brings down the Tzoyis, on the Fememem and Beis, the Ramaskim Yon, brings down that the Chacham hold the hasra is gzeres hakasav. And the fact that Tamachacham, whether or not the chum would need hasra is would have no shaychas till a half mishayg lemezid, because it comes from gzeiras hakosuv, and that's the machloek between the Rambam and the Tosfos. But al kaponim, the Gemara just said that the machloek between the Rabbanon and the Remeir is whether or not you need hasra. So loy the chachamim, a chaver 23 doesn't need hasra. So even though you didn't give hasra and she says tell me the chachamah, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is she doesn't need hasra, so you need a bezin of 23. A mayor would hold, no, you need hasra, you didn't give hasra over here. And a mayla, you only need a yeshivas dayanim of 3. Ravashi says, going to asru ba malkus le asru ba kala. You gave them hasra for malkus, like Rashi says, because every time you do something that's mechayiv you misa, you're always also mechayiv malkus, because there's always a lav included in such a hazara. And it's the basic machlokes like we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis of whether or not how many dayanim you need when there's a chayiv malkus involved. Do you need 3? Do you need 23? So you for sure are not giving misa, because again you didn't give hasra for misa, and Sire Meir and Rabban are both moida that if you don't give hasra for misa, you're not going to get misa. But the question is, are you going to get malchus or not? So, how many dayanim do you need to be mechayev someone malchus? Bishmol holds be'esra mishleisha, and the chachamim would hold like sheets or bishmol that you need 23, and Rameyer would hold that no, you need only 3. Ravina says, "Can go into nimtza echad min ha'edim kariv apostle." One of the Edim was found to be a Karev or Apostle. And we know that the way it works is that if one of the Edim is found to be a Karev Apostle, it passels the whole group of Edim. The Kamifiki book to Rabbi Yossi the Rebbe, and they're arguing in the Machlaikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, let's just not get lost in the calculation, argue in the Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So now we're just going to say what the Shitas Rabbi Akiva is, the Tnan. Rabbi Kiva says, "Loi bosh lishi el lahachmir olav lasis dinoi kiyoytze be'elu." The third aid is only coming to be machmir on the other aidim, right? Because we know it says al pishnayim aidim yakum davar, or al pishnayim shloish aidim yumas hamis. So there's always two aidim that the Torah always talks about. So why does it have to go and speak at or three? Obviously, or three. If two work, then obviously you can make chachmir than three work. So Rabbi Kiva says that the third one is only coming to put stringencies on the previous Edom. Lasa is dinoi kayoitza ba'elu, to give him the same status as the first two. Imkein onash hakosav anitva lo'i ra'aver. So Rabbi Kiva consoles us and says that imagine the Torah says that we're getting the punishment, even though you're only the tag along, you're the third wheel, and you get the punishment like a person who's an oiver avera. Just as if you did an avera. So for sure, how much more so we know that a person who's a oisei mitzvah, how much more so he's going to get the schar if he just is a third wheel or joins into the mitzvah, so to speak. Oisei mitzvah, as if he mamish did the entire mitzvah. And that's why it says always that you should always be part of b'seich ama yisrael. You should always try to join in, even if you're only giving a dollar part of a kupa. And your shul or your community is giving $1 million to tzedakah, that $1 is mamash kenitva loyse mitzvah. A person who just clings to the people who do mitzvahs and is part of chabura or hashtag dafyomi, even though you miss some of it, it's mamash you could come and enjoy and be part of it like your mamash the mesayim. Umashnayim nimtzem echemem karav apostle. And just like the halacha we know by two, if you find one of them to be a car of apostle, edusim b'teila, the whole edus falls apart. Af shloisha nimtza echemim, car of apostle, so too, three, nothing changes. Even though you don't need the third guy, but if one of them was found to be a car of apostle, edusim b'teila. Menayin sha'afilu meya. And how do you know that even one of 100? Tam leimer edim, that they all get one din edim. So that was Akiva Shita. And what the pasuk is coming to tell you, shlishi, meaning apishnaim edim or shloisha edim, says two or three. What's the third aid coming to do? It's coming to make problems. That if it nims a car of a puzzle, it's going to passel up the whole kat of edim. So now Rabbi Yossi says in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'med var mimurim. What's that talking about? B'din nefashis. That's only b'din nefashis. Avdin nemamnis tiskay medusa mishar. By din nemamnis, you can go and just cut off the third aid, meaning disregard his edus. And the Eidus would be Mekuyim with the other two Eidim. Why? Interestingly enough, because B'din Nefashis, the Rachmana Omer, says Rashi, V'etzilu Eida, the Mehadrinon Basar, S'chusa Levatala Eidus. You always seek out S'chusim to nullify this Eidos. So therefore, where it's dinei nefashas, you're coming to kill someone. So if there's a third guy and we can figure out a way to try to kasher up this guy and keep him alive, we say, no, the Eidos is batal because one of the Eidim is possible. But by dinei mamonos, we don't try to do that as much. Rabbi says, no. Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashas, it works by both. Ve'emasai. But there's a caveat. When by dinei nefashas is the Eidos b'teila, bizman shehisru v'hen. Only when the Eidim themselves, all three of them, even the Karev Apostle, this third guy, gave Hasra. It was Manshalai Hisraim, but if he didn't give Hasra, Mayasu Shnei Achim Ve'echad Shero Ve'echad Shehoreg HaSanefesh. What are you going to do that two brothers and a third guy saw Reuven kill Shimon? So two brothers saw them and Reuven saw them also. So now you have three Eidim in the thing, three witnesses. But what are you going to do about it? L'maisa Reuven Taka killed him, and it was Kasher Eidim that saw it. So just because they saw it, now Reuven's going to get away scot-free because of it? So the answer is, says Rabbi, that if they didn't give Asra, so you see that they're not partaking as Edom in this Eidos, so they could get out of being considered one kad of Edom. The two brothers, only one of you give Asra, and the third random guy, he could go and give Asra as well. And then you know that only one brother and the random person is a name. But that's the machlekas. What we come out, says the Gemara, so the Gemara is being toila again, the machlekas of the Rabbanan and the Meir of how many Edom you need. Do you need three Edom? Or you need 23 Edom to derive from there this point of whether or not this would constitute a dinei nefasha shayla because there wasn't hasra, or no, you don't need hasra from all of them, and therefore then it is a dinei nefasha shayla, or you do need hasra, and therefore since you didn't give hasra, it would be a dinei mamna shayla. Viva Izema, another pshat is kigoy chehisru ba'acherim lehisru ba'edim. What happened was is they saw this the whole thing go down and the Hasra was given by other people and it wasn't given by Edom themselves. And they're arguing in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan. The Tanai, like learned in the Mishnah, Makas Tavavim Beis. Rabbi Yossi and Meloilim Einar Nerek Achiu Pishnei Edov Masrim Bay. You always need the Edom themselves giving warning. Again, this would probably revert back to the Machlekes of what exactly is Hasra accomplishing over here. If Hasra is accomplishing l'hachem b'shoig l'mezid, so the question would arise, why do you need the Hasra to come dafka from the Edim? But the Mishnah says that the Hasra has to come from the Edim according to Rabbi Yossi, shenemar al pi shnayim Edim, on the mouth of shnayim Edim. And the Chachamim would hold that again, you don't need Hasra al shnayim Edim. And Mimela, even though the Edim weren't the ones who gave the Hasra, it was someone else, still, it's a dinei nefashas shayla. And Rabbi Meir would hold that no, you need Hasra from the Edom themselves, and therefore, since over here the Edom didn't give Hasra, so it's a dinei mamna shayla. So therefore, you only need three dayanim. Right? You check the Edom always. The halacha is that there's many different halachas. The Bezdin, usually by Kiddush HaChodesh and Nigbah HaChodesh, as to how you verify that these Edom are not lying, you verify that they actually saw it together, and that all the circumstances happened and they shtim in their story. So one of them is called b'chakiris, one of them is called b'dikas. B'dikas is when you're checking the story, like what color was the gun, what was he wearing, those type of things. The chakiris are, we call them the main part, because that's the part that you could become mezim on, that's where you could become Edom zemim on, that's what time was it, where did it take place? And if these Edom were really false Edom, they were Edom Zayimim, other Edom come and say, how exactly could you have been in Florida on the 5th when you were in New York on the 5th? So the halacha is different on where they were found to be not, their stories weren't stimming and they weren't exactly the same, whether it was on the B'dikas part or on the Chakiras part. So the halacha, the scenario that we're giving over here is the Ischish Bibdikas, where they were upgeschlagen, meaning they said it was a black gun and he was wearing this and this and his kalim were this and this color, and the Edom story were different from each other, meaning they were Edom Muchachas, but on the Chakiras and the time, day and place and all those things, they made sense and they were together on it. The Kamifu put to the Benzaki Benzaki went and asked them exactly how the te'enim looked, if the trunk of the te'ena tree was thin or it was thick, and he was asking all these details. And he nullified the Eidus because of that. So the question is, again, is the Eidus nullified and therefore it's only a Dine Mamun Shaila now? Ramey would say, therefore you only need three. Or like the Chachamim, no, it doesn't matter that they were in Nitzchachesh. Rather, they continued saying their Eidus and therefore you would still continue to need the Dayanim of 23. Amar of Yosef. Yosef, now we're going off on a tangent of Stam Baitzi Shemra because that's where the Mishnah was talking about. Hevi Abal Eidim Shizins. Let's say the Baal brought Eidim that this girl was a Mizana. And the father came and he slugged up the Eidim of the Baal that his daughter was a Mizana. And he made them Eidim Zimum. So the Eidim of the Baal were coming to accomplish what? They were coming to accomplish that she A, gets killed, and B, that she loses her Ksuba. So now that they become Eidim Zimum, the halacha is, Allah has come that we learn out from the Gemara Makkos that you don't do loya osin onish onish, that you don't do both oinshim. If there are two oinshim, one of them is very chamer, one of them is very kal. A person mechiv misa and mechiv mamon. The Allah is you only get mechiv misa, you don't get mechiv mamon. Let's say a person burns down a field and there's a servant in it, an eved in it, and a gdi in it, a goat. The halacha would be, since you're mechuyev misa, you don't have the chiyuv mamon to reimburse him for the goat. You only have to be, the death kills the, it's mekayim shneim, and you don't get both. So too over here, the edim of the Baal were trying to get this girl killed and trying to lose her ksuba. Since you, theoretically, kasher, zamam dictates that you should give the edim the punishment of both the misa and the mamonis. Since over here they're getting chiyuv misa, they don't get chiyuv mamonis as well. Chaz of hevi abal edim v'yizimum. But the Baal didn't end it there. He went and brought witnesses, v'zimum le'edeav, and they went and made the edeav zimumim. So these edeav were going to go and lose the ksuba for this girl, and they were going to go and they were going to get a chiyuv misa. The halach is, edeav ne'erogim u'meshalmim mamon. The halach is that they get sai a chiyuv misa, and they have a chiyuv mamonis. Why? Because mamon lezeh nufashas lezeh. Because the chiyuv mamon is Labal, because he was going to lose the ksuba. Unufashas hazeh, v'neirogim b'shvil ha'edim, that your l'chiv nefashas, to get killed, is because you were going to kill the edim. Says Rashi, the k'sav Rabbi Yosef, kipot rachmanu mechayiv b'nafshay minat hashlimim. When does the Torah say that a person who's mechayiv misa doesn't have to pay mamnes? Heichad misa u'mamin mishum chad ka'asu aleh. So all the Rishonim are up in arms over this Rashi and this Gemara, really. How could it be that the Gemara is going to say that when the Chiyuv Misa is to one person and the Chiyuv Mamon is to another person or is because of another person, then you would do both? We know the textbook example of Misa and Mamon where it's Kamlei B'Dramine is the Gemara in it's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Beis and Beis. Hidlik as Hagadish, yeah, Mamash Afanart. Haya Gdi Samachloi, the Evet Kafasloi. There was a Gdi, a goat, Samachloi, the Evet Kafasloi, the Nisraf, you might Patra al Diba, Amida. And the Gemara says that what's the scenario talking about? The Gdi was of one person, the goat belonged to Reuven, the Evet belonged to Shimon, they were tied up in the field. You're Machayiv Misa now because of the Evet, you don't have to pay the money of the goat. So, how could it be that this halacha of Gdi Samachloi Ve'Evet Kofasloi, you see that even when the Chiyuv Misa is because of one person and the Mamon is because of someone else, the halacha is that you have Kamei B'Dramine, you don't have to have a Chiyuv Misa. So, Mechavrusa, Meir Olshin, tell to a Ramban in Makkos. The Mechon brings down a Ramban in Makkos, a beautiful Ramban. The Kamei B'Dramine, by Kasher Zomam, there's a din of you, the Kasher Zomam, you can't do Miktasa. It's Gemara Makkos that you can never do part of Kasher Zomam. The point is that you punish the Edom, you give him the full punishment. So let's say the guy was trying to mechayiv you $50, and the Edom say, listen, I only got 25 on me. It's not like you mechayiv Miktas Kasher Zomam. The law is you weren't mechayiv any of Kasher Zomam because you have to do mamish like they were trying to do to the other person. So the Ramban says, so I come lebi d'ramine b'kasher Zomam. Where do you ever find come lebi d'ramine? How can you say that you were trying to mechayiv the guy Misa and Mamon? And you're getting away with just Misa, is Kasher Zomam and Miktas. So says the Ramban, that halacha is only that kasher zamam over there, you're being mekayim the whole kasher zamam because it's like you're paying the money included in the misa. Meaning this big oinish, it's nichlal in it, the small oinish as well. So therefore you don't have the problem of that you weren't mekayim the whole kasher zamam because you didn't pay the guy the money you owe him. But rather, since the misa is such a big oinish, it's like it's nichlal in that the chiyum mamonis. So he wanted to shtel tzu and say that where it's mamon lezeh and misa lezeh, and you don't have the problem of kasher zamam. So you could go and you could say, listen, there's a halacha kamei v'damene. It's very nice that you owe mamon to this person and misa to another person. But the bottom line is, kamei v'damene tells you that whenever the person has a chiyav on him, a mamonis, and a chiyav misa, you always get the oinish hachamer. But where you have the issue of kasher zamam, where there's a separate meal that you can never do kasher zamam partially, so even though you're being mekayim the kasher zamam to this guy, but you have a separate chiyuv kasher zamam to someone else, so it doesn't help you to say it's nichlau in one chiyuv, to say the misa doesn't help you for the moment, because it's two different people. And to say that your chiyuv should patter you up from another person's chiyuv, that only helps when it's to one person. When it's to two separate people, kasher zamam, you have that issue. And that's all he answered. And he based it on Rabbeinu Tam, over there in Baba Kama, in Ksubis, Rabbeinu Tam says that b'chiyev misa v'tashlum mazeh potter on tashlum. By edim zaymim, because since the Torah says kasher zomam, tzorach sheyiskayim din kasher zomam al kol chelak min ha'edus. You have to be mekayim kasher zomam on every chelak min ha'edus, and I think the pshat is good. Being that's not my pshat, I can say it. But Amar Rabbi Yosef. Pliny, so that's the fest, the sugya of Kamle B'Dramine, and obviously it's a sugya, it's Rochav Mina Yam, it's Mamish, spans throughout Shas. Now the Gemara just segues right into a different sugya, which is also the sugya that also spans throughout Shas. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Pliny Ravoy Lo'insai. So you have a person that was Ma'anis, another person. La'oinsai, a man, we're talking about Mishkav Zachar, is ma'anis another man, Reuven's ma'anis Shimon, but Shimon, we're saying, was nanas against his will. He wasn't a willful partner over here. Hu va'achar mitstar from Lahargo. Shimon could go up in court, testify against the person who was ma'anis him, and Shimon can be mitstar with another aid. He's a kosher aid. Why? Because he's not a Rasha, because again, he was forced. L'rtoinoi, but let's say, Reuven says, or there's an edus on Shimon that he was nirvel l'rtzoin, I mean he was willful partner to this other man. Rasha, he's a wicked man. V'atayra amar al tashis Rasha eid. You can't be part of an edus. Rava says, Adam karvei t'atzmi. No, if Shimon took the stand in Bezdin, and he would say, by the way, Reuven was ma'anis me, and I was a willful partner, we go and we split up his edus. And we take it as a good edus. The part that he's saying that I was the partner, we disregard. And therefore, he's not a Rasha. And the part that he says Reuven had a relationship with another man, that we take as a regular good edus, and Reuven's Mechoyev Misa. Adam Karavet Zalatzme, since a person is a Karavet Zalatzme, Eid Adam Eis Matzim Rasha, we don't believe him, because a person in general doesn't make himself out to be a Rasha. Playing the Baal Ishti, someone was Baal Ishti. Who v'atim mitzarev from la'argoy, someone else and himself could be mitzarev to kill this person. Avaloy la'argoy, but they cannot kill his isha. Ma'ika mashmon, what's the halacha? Mafagina de b'gura, that you do pagina de b'gura. Hainuach, it's the same exact halacha that we said before, plenty of anilu saini. Said, ma'od the same adam karvei etzal atzmai aminon. That you say that a person is, by karvei etzal atzmai, not believe to make himself a rasha because he's a kar, but etzal ishkalei aminon, but you don't say this whole halacha of Eitzel Ishtoi, that he's a car of Eitzel Ishtoi, and therefore you can't say Pagini Dibura, and you should be believed, even on his wife, Kamash, want to know that you're a car of Eitzel Ishtoi. Pliny Bo Al Nairu Murasa, a person. Okay, we'll end the Gemara part here. I just want to say two Ha'aris on the Gemaras that we learned. We saw Rabbi Kiva said on Daftesim at Aleph, the halacha of Nitfal Lo'ivre Avera. That a person who says Eidus and he becomes apostle Eid, the halacha is that the whole Eidus become nullified because he nitfal over. And then he goes into a musar, a nice consoling thought, that imagine the Torah says that you're a nitfal la'ivre aveira, so for sure, kol shekein, That for sure you'll get the schar on the oisei mitzvah. So they bring down that the poiskim ask the shailah that a person who makes a siyum, big siyum, a small siyum, and other people join the siyum and they weren't mesayim the mesechta, or maybe they didn't even learn the mesechta at all, right? Probably an uncommon occurrence, but happens every once in a while in the 9 days. You want to have a barbecue, and someone's making the siyum. Lamaisa, in the rare instance that you actually know the person making the siyum, what's the halacha? Can you participate in the siyum or not? So, if you don't know the person at all, even though the halacha doesn't talk about whether or not you can be mitzaref in the siyum, interestingly enough, the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, when it talks about the Tainus Becharis, Simen Tov Ayin of Katan Yud, says that
Even
the Bukhirim themselves didn't learn the Mesachah. Because the Messiah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, then Mitztarifim L'Sudasa, you can always be Mitztarif to the Suda. So they bring down over here, bring down by Rugas Habaisim, Simon Koflamates, to Mikol Mokim, Mashin is Rav Rav Aminug being Ameo Oretz. The minhag became widespread in Amir Shafil Misha Inlo Shaychus, Ali Mudai Zeh, Mikol Mokma Siyumish Zeh, Shaina Alochus, Oichavashaysa. A person who has no Shaychus to the Limud, and no Shaychus to the person. He's Dam, he's Shoyse, Vyishtu, Vyishkuima, he gets drunk with him, Huvade Minhag Bairis, it's not a great minhag to do. But the Kosev Shem Arava Kodesh Me'apta, the Apterov, the Hilga Apterov says, and it's brought down in the Shaus Truvas Tildes Yaakov, Simon Yudalad. The Be'oisias HaNalomim, and it's brought down the name of the Gra, the Goyim. Be'oisias HaNalomim shall Siyum. The word Siyum, so we know that every letter, Samach is Samach Mem and the Chaf, Yud is Yud Vav Dalad, Vav is Vav Vav Mem, the Hainu Mem Vav, all the hidden letters that spell out the letters of the word Siyum, is Gematria Siyum. V'hu Remez, the Af Misha Eino Isa Siyum B'Poyol. Even a person who's not making the seam, Eloshu Eitzel Hasiyum, he's just standing around when the seam's made. Gamkein Nechshav Kesudas Mitzvahs Hasiyum, and he's considered and partaking and considered part of the mitzvah of the seam, like David HaMelech. But David HaMelech davened until him Chavov Dalad v'im Ne'alamim Le'avoy, that I shouldn't come with Ne'alamim. Ilaim is a lashon of a person who's silent. So it says, "Ratzolaymar she'ena chefet liyos men alam m'siyum," that he's not dying to be the guy who's just showing up to the siyum and has no shaychus to the siyum. So he daven that he shall always be the part of the one that are partaking and actually the mesayim mitzvah. Elam aloyim de ma'ashoyin ma'alochas atzmam, and that's what the goyin and the hilga apterov said. Hilga goyin also. Hilga apterov and the goyin said also. So he says that avali could be partaking the siyum and you should do it. So I just me'ini linyim by se'inyim in the limim loyavoi. I heard over that Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv Kilo Oilam Chazdai, another Pshad in Elimim just got me thinking Mamash now, that we always have to thank Hashem, Hoydu Lashem Kitoiv Kilo Oilam Chazdai. What's the redundancy of, you know, praise Hashem because he's good, Kilo Oilam Chazdai because his chesed is forever. So the Taichov, I forgot who it's brought down from, Kilo Ilam Chazdai, that for his chasadim are silent, meaning we don't understand his chasadim. That even though there's so many things that happen in the world, and we think that his chasadim are mamish, that we don't understand all the things that occur, and some of the things seen to us as tzaras, kile ilim chazdei, that his chasadim are silent chasadim. So we always have to say thank you to Hashem, ala toiv ala mutiv, because kile ilim chazdei, it's a lashon of halama, that we can't see the chasadim, it's hidden from us, but the chasadim are really always there. And just on a lighter note, he brings down from the Avodas Yisrael, She'eino the Mesim Atzmei Rasha, he says in the pasuk in Shmoyis Ha'osher Lo Yaber V'Dal Lo Yamet. Obviously, Osher and Oni is going to referring to what a person amasses, not in this world, the temporary wealth that can one day he have with him, and one day be lost from him completely, but rather a usher, the real usher, that the eternal wealth of Olam Haba, that a person who has a lot of mitzvahs and Torah Masim Tovim, Layarba, that a usher shouldn't become a Baal Gaiva. Why? Because like the Gemara Nida says, Mashbiin Noisay Afa Pisha Kol Olam Oyim Lucha Tzadik, even though the whole world calls you a Tzadik, Ata Hoyube Necha Karasha, you should be like a Rasha. So the Avodah Yisrael says, it doesn't say Ata Yube Necha, that you should be like Rasha, you should be a wicked man, but rather Kirasha, that a person can never, Eino Demeis Masa Rasha, you should never consider yourself a Rasha. Because one of the Atzah Yetzer is obviously to a person, the Yitzhar tells you, what are you worth? Yistam, you're no good, you're never going to be a Tamachachim, you're not a Tamachachim, you're not a Yerushimayim, you're never going to be a Shem. No, a person should never consider himself a Rasha, even if he's doing Gilashem Anava. A person should always know where he is in life and what he's worth. That the Gaiva, the Kedusha, like the Rambam Meir Nevuchim points out always, that a person, one of the Ikarim in a person being Matzlich in his Avodas Hashem is to always know that he can always be great. And Fakir, the Tzelem Elikim is eternal within us. So a person should never consider himself a Rasha. Tiyu Bein Asma Karasha, that in order to just to be mashpil, when the whole world is screaming, you're a Tzaddik, you can look at yourself, Kirasha, like a Beinani. You can lower the Madriga, no, I'm not such a Tzaddik. I still have what to grow, I still have what to aspire, with the Kelim that Rebbein Hashem gave me, I could be more. But never, She'ino the Meisim Asma Rasha, that the Avodah Yisrael says that a person can learn that from here, but Derech Drush, that a person should never consider himself a Rasha Fakir, you should always have a Gaiva Kedusha, that you're a prince, and everything you accomplish, every word you accomplish is Mekayim Olamos. But you shouldn't consider yourself like the Tzaddik yourself, just keep yourself in check, that you still have where to grow and what to get to. Shkayach.